Wearing an orange jumpsuit and standing before a judge, 27-year-old Brianna Valenti admitted to shaking Raylan Rose Fuller last September, causing the 2-year-old's death. Valenti pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter, a Class B felony, and was then sent back to the Erie County Holding Center to await sentencing. Valenti was originally indicted for both first-degree manslaughter and second-degree murder, a Class A1 felony that carries a max sentence of life in prison. District Attorney John Flynn says he agreed to just the lesser manslaughter charge because of new evidence. Prosecutors originally believe Valenti may have shaken Raylan and then waited 2 to 4 hours before calling 911, but a brain scan showed Valenti actually called 911 right away.
Without that gap in time that I thought I initially had, the fact that she did call 911 right away, that significantly impacted the depraved indifference evidence that I would have needed.
Valenti's attorney, Robert Cutting, says they agreed to plead guilty because he couldn't contradict the medical examiner's opinion the child died by shaken baby syndrome. It's estimated anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 children suffer from shaken baby syndrome in the U.S. each year. In New York State, the syndrome hospitalizes about 33 kids per year.
She feels horrible about this situation. She loved that child as if it was her own biological daughter, and she feels terrible that this situation developed the way it did.
First-degree manslaughter normally carries a max sentence of 25 years, but Judge Sheila DiTullo says she'll sentence Valenti to no more than 15 years come October 7th. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.